You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. Of course it's a celebration Wednesday. They're above the line, Al. We haven't got to say it all season long. Not only are they above the line, they've got a cushion. They're in ninth. Season accomplished. Mission accomplished.
How far are they from the Kings? Coming straight Kings. For number two.
Let's go get the Nuggets.
Let's be reasonable here. We don't want to lose the trust of our listeners.
What's the number one seed overall? How can they have home court advantage throughout the entire playoffs? It was fun last night.
That was fun last night.
It was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Now, let's just, so we can enjoy this without having it hanging over our heads.
Okay.
Let's just stipulate that I understand they're in ninth place.
Yes.
I understand that they didn't take over the number one seed. I understand it's ninth, and I understand that a bad weekend and we could be right back outside. I understand. But at least for the purposes of this conversation, they're in the play-in game, which has never been true for the entire season. They're finally in there. They had an unbelievable Anthony Davis night. They got some support. They beat a team, in Memphis that's at least now the number three seed in the West. Just a great night all around. You and I were talking when I grabbed a cup of coffee that there was, you were obviously there, which we'll talk about, but there was buzz on TV. There was energy that kind of coming through the TV screen as well.
So I just screenshotted the standings just based off of everything that you just said. I want to have this for me.
Frame it.
I want to have it because I don't know what could happen here the rest of the way.
You know what you should do?
They're above the line.
You should do like the Rocky thing where you put it in your bathroom mirror where every morning when you get up to shave and brush your teeth, you look at it as like inspiration.
The date?
Yeah. Instead of having Clubber Lang or Apollo
2023.
Creed, you stare at it every morning like that's where we need to get to.
Why do you have a photo of the standings next to you, Lady Slee and Rook? Well, it was just an important night. It was an important night in Laker history. Okay, I'll say this: just from a vibe perspective, I don't think by you saying, I had somebody call on the postgame show and say, "Man, that sucks that we're really that excited for the Lakers to be number nine in the Western Conference." But then he went into the whole, "I don't really care. I'm excited that the Lakers are number nine in the Western Conference."
I think that's right.
I think that the 2-10 start. I think the season last year with Russell Westbrook, and you started the season or you ended the season with 33-49, I think they went. I think that this year started out so bad and you were still looking at the roster 50 games in and saying, what the hell is going on here? And now all of a sudden, I think you've won 6 of your last 8 games. Most of that damage coming since Bron's been out against all teams that are also fighting for playoff position, right? I think there's a little bit of that. And then let's not, the juice yesterday, too. Pau Gasol is one of my favorite players of all time. I think for Laker fans to see, we'll do this as the show goes on. It was perfect. Pau Gasol and his halftime speech and the jersey going up next to Kobe Bryant, and there's number 24 and there's number 16. And the way he talked about what it meant to him, the crowd, the fans, all of that was perfect. And then, oh, by the way, you had a game that you were trying to win to get to everything that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to make it too dramatic, but yesterday was one of the more exciting Laker games I've been to in a really, really long time.
You're right.
Yeah.
But it's just all gets kind of like a bucket of cold water simultaneously. It was. And Powell was great, and his talk was great, and it just feels right. He belongs up there, and he belongs up there next to...
It's only 12 players.
That's what I mean. It's appropriate, it's right, and it was, like John said yesterday, the Lakers are very good at doing those moments. They just kind of... And they've had a lot of practice. They've had a lot of great players and a lot of great moments, so they've kind of got that figured out along the way. But, yeah, look, are they a championship contender? Not right now. Maybe it'll change over the course of the final month of the season. I don't know. Maybe it
Bron
won't.
Come
maybe
back.
It won't.
Does he not?
Maybe. But I think for, like you said, for the intents and purposes of this season, this was an accomplishment. We're seeing Anthony Davis play at a level that I think we've all been hoping he could get to and stay at. He's been able to do it for a week or so, a couple of weeks, and I hope it continues. I hope he does it again against Toronto on Friday night. I hope he does it against the Knicks on Sunday. You know my feelings on this. There's no shade coming. He was amazing. He won that game for them down the stretch last night. I think I may have said this to you, or maybe I said it to somebody else. I'm just blown away by what a good passer he is. Like, he seems to find the right guy at the right time a whole bunch. And he's using that skill to become even a better offensive player, to get more buckets, because they can't just crash on him all of a sudden because he's able to find so many different guys. He got smacked in the face last night. He got bloodied. He kept going along the way. He was terrific. And there is no but. He was terrific. I just crossed my fingers and want to see him do it again.
Can I clarify your shade when you say there's no shade towards him? I think people sometimes misinterpret when you talk about Anthony Davis. My viewpoint. I don't feel like you question AD's skill set.
No.
I don't think you question that the man, when things are right, he looks amazing. I don't think you question, can the guy hit a 15-foot jumper? I don't think you question, is Anthony Davis a good basketball player? Your hesitation on AD is availability. And maybe I'm wrong on this, but I keep saying this, and I've said this to Michael in the pregame show. I'm like, look, if LeBron's not there, I'm not worried about AD getting numbers. He's going to get numbers.
Yeah.
Every player that's on the floor with him is a role player.
In numbers and impactful numbers. And for the last, 10 days or so, they've not only been great numbers, they've been deeply impactful.
But even, let's just say hypothetically, like last night, I think the last couple of games he had 38, 39. Yesterday he had a 30.
30 and 20.
Right? 30 and 22.
Right.
But I think he's going to get his points. I don't think that's going to be the issue. I think it just comes down with Anthony Davis. If he played every game the rest of the way, then you would say, wow, that was a really great stretch. And when the Lakers needed him most and when LeBron wasn't there, look at what Anthony Davis did. And most importantly, he was there every single game. Mm-hmm.
That's the part.
That's the part. I think people need to separate it. With. It's not if Anthony Davis played 70 games last year and the Lakers still won 33 games, that's a different conversation. But it's not possible. If he plays 70 games, they're not going to win 33 games. He's just too good of a player. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why I want to say that is because I think sometimes people look at, yes, are there times where you might say, man, I wish AD was a little bit more aggressive. But most of that comes when Bron is there and he's just watching LeBron. It doesn't really happen when he's by himself.
No, when he's by himself, he's that guy.
And
that
everybody's,
we're hoping.
Throw it to him.
And again, this is not to diminish what Anthony Davis has done over the last couple of days because he's been terrific. They just have a much better team than they had a month ago.
Yeah.
They just have a much, much better team than they had 2 months ago, right? That when you look around and you see Jared Vanderbilt doing what he's doing, Austin Reeves has improved a great deal. He's more comfortable doing what they're asking him to do.
Dennis Schroeder's a gamer.
Schroeder has been really good. There is no more Patrick Beverly. There is no more
Russ.
They're just better. Mm-hmm. That Anthony Davis is available and playing at a high level, that has to happen because nothing else matters if that isn't happening. But that is happening. Now all of those secondary players become far more important,
yeah.
And they're delivering. When Dennis Schroeder pulls up to take a shot, you're not holding your breath. When Malik Beasley pulls up a shot, you're not saying, oh, my gosh, no. The guys that were playing heavy minutes, not really. The odds of that shot going in are NBA average. They're not NBA below average, right? There's a huge difference between those two things. They've got a chance to win. If Anthony Davis is good, that's the open. That's the ante to the pot, right? You have to have that. Whether you can win the pot is going to be determined on everybody else. And last night, everybody else was good. Anthony Davis was great. They won. They're inside the line. It's incredibly exciting. It's a little weird to say it like that, but it is exciting.
Well, listen, here's the good news, too. The good news is, I said the good and the bad news. The good news is that there's still so many teams crammed together. Mm-hmm. The difference between 9 and 8 is it's a colossal difference, right? And what could, if the
you
playoffs.
Got a small cushion.
If the playoffs started today, which is kind of fascinating, right? You would host a game against the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. And then let's just say it went as planned. Minnesota beat the Clippers. Lakers and the Clippers would have a game at Crypto to determine who gets in the playoffs. That's kind of, that's interesting. That's kind of fascinating.
Absolutely
to see.
Absolutely it is.
So I set it up that way because there's still a lot of basketball left. Anything can happen. But the Lakers, for the first time, and literally for the first time all season, are above that line, and they're actually in that little playoff picture, and we'll see how things
go. You don't have to talk yourself into a scenario that, well, if this and then that and then this and then that, they'll be above the line. They're above the line. Mm-hmm. They got to where they needed to go, and now they just need to stay above the line. And I want to do what you said next. Mm-hmm. The Lakers and Clippers facing each other in the play-in is a very real possibility all of a sudden. You know, they, like you said, there's time left, and yeah, they both could move out of it. They both could move out of it the wrong way. Sure. They both could stay in it. They could see a first-round matchup. It could be a second-round matchup. There's a lot of things that could go, but it also could be Lakers-Clippers for a spot to go to the playoffs. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Emily, the people already have good questions for you. I've got a good base of questions on Twitter. If
they
you
love
like
them,
to send them at Travis Rogers. You can also call 877-710-3776. Have you been peeking at some of the questions?
I've seen some. I've been trying to prepare, so I'm not totally off guard, because I want to give the best answer. I want to give the right answer, so I'm trying to, you know,
I do
give
it the
my
other
ideas.
Way. I don't look, and I have awful answers. It's a really good idea and game plan.
I tend to prep too much, and so I get a little nervous. That's why I didn't.
Taylor is crazy. I saw he's got a sheet there. He has 7 questions already just written down, which is, I don't know.
I
just
think the listeners have it taken care of, but
they've done a good job. And there, Emily, there are no right or wrong answers. They're Emily's answers. It's ask Emily. If you say it, that's what it is.
Yeah, I just need the most right answer, because I don't want to be kicking myself later today being like, shoot, I
driving
said
home
this.
Your car, said, I never should have answered that one like that.
My Mexican food
this.
Combination still stands.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to have
that
situation.
Low, high, I don't know how to...
Killed it in the go. Chinese food, but the Chinese Mexican were, food, I was all over the
You were better
place.
With the Chinese one. The Mexican one is... That's kind of the standard. We just want to avoid that. Like, that's the one on Emily's mirror. The Mexican
yeah,
food...
Yeah, no, not beans and rice. I'm like, cool, I'll do beans, rice, and guac.
Some chips too, maybe.
Al, I just said no beans or rice.
I think everybody listening to that day kind of looks like, I don't think Al's ever been to a Mexican restaurant.
I don't think I've ever ordered combos. I just get my burrito, my California burrito with my salsa, and leave me alone.
I think that's what it is. Pickleball, we are getting closer. So you guys are all set. Did you get Yates roped in for tomorrow?
Yates is roped in for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So Al,
I keep driving Yates, by after every show, the
Ron
pickleball courts.
And my twin brother, Burke. Matt, are mm-hmm. going to play pickleball tomorrow. I am unavailable, but we're getting ready for our Pickleball Madness tournament coming up on March 18th, 10 to 4 at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley, the Agape Pickleball Center. Reserve seating is available. You can register at ESPNLA.com. The event is open to the public, so if you're thinking you just want to come by, check it out, maybe have a beer, look at a little pickleball, maybe watch some basketball. We're going to have all sorts of TVs. You can do that. Come on out, 10 to 4, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. Like I mentioned, there's TVs to watch the game. There's pickleball demos and lessons. There's a place for the kids to hang out. There's a kid zone, beer garden, complimentary food and drinks. There's live DJ. There's entertainment, prizes, giveaways, 360 photo booth, and really, what more could you ask for, Al?
Well, if we're eliminated, everything starts at 10 a.m. We're not sure if by 10:37 we're out. We're not sure.
I think, look, if we have the opening match,
sure,
that could absolutely
Is that
happen.
How quickly they can be played?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
First of all, we don't have like the formatics necessarily, right?
Yeah.
We don't know if it's like...
You go to 11, right? That's
what
everybody
11,
was going to.
You play to 11, but do you do 2 out of 3 to 11? Or is it just one match to 11? Because if it's just to 11, the match could conceivably be over, like Al said, in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's 2 out of 3, probably a half an hour.
If we're out by 10:37, just using that time as an example...
It's a very specific time.
Yeah, I know. Do we then just go one-on-one half court against anybody that wants the smoke?
You're welcome to do whatever you'd like to do. You are. You can take your paddle and your.
Why is Sliwa doing drills on the half court?
You can go play as much pickleball as you want. I don't know if you were listening to when I was reading all of the extra things that are available to people when they come out to our event, but this one right here, this little line item on the rundown sleeve, beer garden. That's probably a better choice to. If you'd like to come and chat with me for whatever reason, that's probably a good place to start looking for me.
Start at the half court. If he's not there, go check the beer garden.
Yeah, look, if we're still alive, yeah. I won't be able to spend a ton of time in the beer garden. Unless, okay, yeah. let's play this out a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Let's say we have our opening match, and let's say, you know, surprise of surprises happens and we win. But let's say...
That ruins the whole game plan that we had.
We could be on ice for a half an hour, while yeah. we're waiting to find out our next opponent, depending on the draw. You can't honestly expect me to hang out at a park with a beer garden for an hour and not have a beer or two.
I want you to lay down on your stomach if we win the first game.
You stretch
me out?
And then
I'm stretching you out.
I'll bring one of those rollers and you can roll it back and forth on me. You can give the little hip flexor stretches
along
the way.
I'm like, stop yelling. This is embarrassing.
Susan, we had the argument again last night.
Happened again?
About stretching. It just.
I love her 25 plus years of just keep pushing.
It was one of those, I was complaining about something and I like something like, oh, my back is just, it's like, I have like this low grade backache. It's not a big deal, but it's just a nuisance more mm-hmm. than anything. And I said to her, I said, this thing in my back, she goes, well, have you rolled? I'm like, are we really going to do this again? She goes, well, it would really help. I'm like, what
okay,
are you
so whose
here?
Fault is it that you told her it's that good. Your lower back is hurting?
Both
Because I
ours.
Think the moment you say that, you open it up for her.
What I was hoping for was... Can I get you some Advil? Would maybe me rubbing on the, rub that out? Is that like, these are solutions that I was hoping for. Now, in 25 plus years of marriage, those have never been options in her realm. It's always, well, have you rolled it out? Have you stretched it?
Yeah.
I want drugs.
Did you already know, like, because you guys have been together for so long, you already knew how the whole thing was going
to
play out?
But
you were saying your lower back is hurting?
Yeah. You know what? You're right. You're right. I should have known better. I don't like that you had such
That's
a
funny.
Concise point of view on that, but you're right. The second I opened it, I should have known the end game of that conversation. That's my fault.
All right, you want to hear something funny from yesterday? Do you know what has started happening for post-game? A lot of these games are close.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of these, the Warriors game was kind of coming down to the wire. The Minnesota Timberwolves was coming down the wire.
Last night
was coming down the wire. So I'm trying to milk as long as I can staying at Crypto.
Okay.
I don't know if you ran into this because I can't remember when you were doing it. Were you they just
didn't
like
play a lot of close games?
Well, I haven't had a lot of close games too, right? And then you could say the last 2 years. When did you start coming back?
I was an end of the third quarter every time.
Okay, end of third quarter, you're walking over and you're coming.
Yeah.
So I'm usually typically, let's say, 6 minutes left to go. There's the 6 minute TV timeout that they call. I'm like, all right, I got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm milking it here. I'm like, I don't want to leave right now. It's a two-point game. The freaking crowd's going crazy here. I haven't felt this environment
it's
in a
fun.
While.
Sure.
So yesterday, I think I waited till like 2 minutes left.
Ooh, that's kind of close.
It's very close. Like if they lose the game, John and Michael are basically saying, all right, Sliwa, post-game, coming up.
Yeah. And so, you might miss the part where they lose it. My fear was always...
Yeah.
I didn't want to miss something important, so I would always leave because that quarter break, you get a good 6-7 minutes to kind of get across.
So a couple plugs here. Spectrum, you got the app. You can watch it while you're coming across the street. That's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm literally look like one of those guys. If somebody's seen me, like, what is wrong with this guy? Stop. Are you really that into sports? I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to explain. I have the post-game show to do. But I can watch it. Or on the Lakers app, you could listen to it. So whichever one of them. So I'm doing my best to kind of keep track. But, bro, it's comical when I leave there. I'm basically fast walking like I'm in one of those, I don't even know what to call it.
Race walkers?
Yes. And I'm just like going real quick. When I get down, the security guard, who, by the way, had the game on yesterday, respect to that. I'm like, what's the lead? He's like, 7. I hit the elevator button coming up. So I was fine. But that if that doesn't kind of explain that the vibe is changing a little bit, I know that's a small thing, but I think that's something where you were really enjoying what the vibe of the game was, that you are trying to milk every second before you come across
the street. Yeah, no, it's noticeably different because it doesn't feel like something weird has to happen for them to win. They just need to play well to win.
need role players to step up.
It doesn't feel like them winning is a surprise. That early in the season when they would win a game, especially, and maybe it's just a result of falling into a 2-10 hole, but it was like, okay, well, this is not a good team. It takes a while for that to wear off. They are a good team, and for the last 2 weeks, they've been one of the better teams, right? They're, like you said yesterday, you look at the last 10 in the standings, and they're one of the few teams that's on the right side of 500 in that situation. But they are in ninth place. But you listening to it last night, and you were in the building, so you have a different perspective than I did watching it on TV last night. You can tell by the tone in the announcers' voices. You could tell listening to Stan Van Gundy, who was doing the color last night. Mm. You can tell by the energy in the crowd when a big bucket would be made or a big stop would take place. It is a noticeable difference that here we are with 15, 16 games left to go, and the intensity, the heat has been turned up in these games. And maybe not just because they're finally playing really good basketball, but there's no time. They're either going to be in or out, and each one of these games takes on added significance.
Yeah, I don't know now if, because I think for me, I'd always looked at the standings and was like, hey, can you get above the 10? And if you got above the 10, well, is there a new goal now?
Yeah, be 7 or 8.
Okay, so that's what I was just going to tell you. Yeah. So now, all of a sudden, now you're looking at these games. Clippers have a game later tonight against Toronto. I've always been a Raptors fan. It has nothing to do with that they're playing the Clippers tonight. But if Clippers lose, now all of a sudden there's a half game separating the Lakers and the Clippers. I think it's a half game. It would be one game separating the Lakers and the Clippers. They still got a matchup together a little bit later in the season. It kind of becomes fascinating where you're looking at all these other teams. You're staring at every one of these teams. Portland has a game at Boston. That's a tough game. I think the Thunder have a game at Phoenix. That's a tough game. So now you're trying to kind of think, okay, can you get a little separation? But the thing that you brought up about the Clippers, I mean, can you imagine if it's, I know you don't want it to be in the play-in tournament, but if that's what we got, you got a one-game playoff. Russ is on the other side. Uh-huh. Hopefully Bron is back by then. Uh-huh. You have one team that's going to walk out of this game representing Los Angeles, right? And whatever happens from there happens from there. You got actually real talent on both sides, but both teams have been disappointing. You got one team that since the All-Star break, the Clippers are going this way since the All-Star break or since the trade deadline, Lakers are going this way. Mm-hmm. Still a squad that's never faced each other in the playoffs. I know that doesn't count as a playoff matchup, but a play-in.
It's an elimination situation. It's not a playoff game, but it's an elimination situation,
yeah.
Which is juicy.
It's like a March Madness
right?
game.
It's a one and done. If they well, I mean, I guess theoretically, if they played the 7-8 matchup, the loser would still have a chance to advance.
Yeah.
But
if it was 8-9 or something,
it is
like that.
Interesting. I want to push back on one thing you said, that the winner of that situation, if it arises, would represent the Lakers. Represent Los Angeles. The Clippers are a team that plays in Los Angeles. They're not representing Los Angeles.
That's not the right way to put it. Yeah,
I knew that's not what I just wanted clarity on that. The Clippers could be from Stockton and it would feel the same way, right? It's just they happen to be here. Whatever. Put that aside. The Clippers have the Lakers number. What is it, Emily? 10 in a row?
Yeah, 10 in a row.
Can you edit that out?
But that's what's so scary. Like, right, if the Lakers and Clippers played tonight an elimination game, I would feel really good about the Lakers' chances because they're playing well. They're hot. They've got momentum on their side. All of the things I just said are not true about the Clippers. The Clippers do not have momentum. The Clippers are not playing their best basketball. The Clippers have beaten the Lakers 10 times in a row. It is the proverbial bad matchup for them. We can talk, is it a basketball matchup? Is it an energy? Is it just bad luck? Is it injury? What? 10 in a row is 10 in a row. Mm-hmm. There is not a ton of extenuating circumstances. If it's 2 or 5 or maybe even 6, it's like, okay, this guy was missing. It's 10 in a row.
But you know what the difference is with all those 10? Russ wasn't representing the Clippers. That could change now.
Look, I love that.
April 5th, by the way.
I love that.
So their third game before the end of the season, Lakers and Clippers will play their final matchup.
Let's say everybody's at full strength.
Okay.
The Clippers have all of their guys. The Lakers have all of their guys. It's a fair fight in the sense that, like, if the Clippers have Paul George and Kawhi and LeBron is down, well, obviously, and the opposite is true. Mm-hmm. If the Lakers have all their guys and Kawhi is not playing, it tilts Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's at their best. Do you like that matchup?
All right. Because
I really don't. I really don't.
No, I think that's, first of all, that's a perfect setup for it. I would actually feel really good about it just because of the way that you just said it. Everyone's healthy. The Lakers.
Not necessarily, because LeBron at best will be coming off of a relatively short rest.
You're right. At
or,
best.
I should say, relatively short runway back.
For a play-in, right?
Yes.
No, I'd feel okay with it. Clippers. Part of it has to do with the Lakers playing better basketball right now, these pieces looking better. And the other part has to do with it is the Clippers are one, you know, collapse of the Memphis Grizzlies in the fourth quarter from being 0-6 since the All-Star break. That they also haven't, and everybody's been there.
Yeah.
So they also haven't kind of shown that that's a team that's clicking or anything like that.
Badly right now.
Yeah.
But that 10 in a row is 10 in a row.
It is.
And there is something about just matchup. There is something about... Mm-hmm. I know I've got your number, and more importantly, you know I've got your number.
But you said something a little bit earlier about how the team is so much different. At least they haven't faced each other since that trade deadline, which, you know, I think is a big difference.
I think we'll get a little bit more information on April 5th when they play each other. But, okay, again, LeBron may or may not be back by that point. Let's say it's 11. And now maybe you're going back at it again. At that point, it's the next week you'd be playing that play-in situation.
Yep.
Right? 11 in a row. I would pick the Lakers because I cannot pick against the Lakers in that situation.
But I get your hesitation.
I would not be running in like, oh, we got this one.
Oh, no, heck no. By the way, I wouldn't be doing that against Minnesota. I wouldn't be doing that against...
No, but it's different. It's different because it's the Clips, because they're getting ready to move out of their parents' house and get their own building. They put the last piece of the roof up yesterday. You see that?
Oh, I saw Kawhi with Ballmer.
Yeah, all of the Russ was there. A good chunk of the team, if not the whole team, was there yesterday. And Ballmer was doing all his wild, crazy, fun Ballmer stuff.
I love it so much.
He's a super he's a hard guy to root. Emily and I were talking about this morning. Yeah. Ballmer does the thing that I don't know if we do. It's the billionaire you kind of like enjoy seeing act all goofy. Like, billionaires are not super likable guys.
Are you a fan of Mark Cuban?
Yeah, but I don't like Cuban doesn't strike me as fun and goofy and you know, bouncing all over the room like Ballmer does. Cuban, I would like to have dinner with Cuban, but I don't know if I'm necessarily, you know, on team Cuban. Like, Ballmer is oddly likable.
Yeah, Ballmer, I think Cuban isn't as swinging of emotions. Like, you don't see him, like, rocking his knees back and forth when, Luka has a dunk or whatever, a three-pointer. So, like, I think that's what I like. But the photo that I sent you guys of them with their hard hats on literally looks like it's from Parks and Recreation. It's so funny to me. I cannot get enough of Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer, when you're worth $82.8 billion, you can kind of do whatever you want. You know, if you want to throw your...
But, you know, I think that's what it is, though, Slee. I don't think there's nothing about his personality that seems artificial to me. That's just who... If he had $82 billion...
No, he was doing it. You're right.
$8,000
in the Microsoft days. Yeah.
Then he takes the Bezos route where he tries to fix his face and, like, all this other stuff. That's a little different than Steve Ballmer. Probably hasn't done a lot in that direction, is authentically Steve Ballmer.
Yes.
And that's why he's likable.
Ballmer would be acting like this if he had 8,000 in the bank instead of 80 million, 80 billion, right? That's just, it's who he is. That's his personality.
Okay, we did it yesterday, so I got to walk you through the halftime toss.
Okay.
I got to walk you through that.
Okay, I heard it.
You like the,
I heard it.
The play-by-play of it, so.
We'll break it down.
Okay.
It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
probably won't come as a huge surprise to you, but a lot of TV Ask Emily's.
Yes.
Movies, TV, media, TV.
It's a perfect answer
food.
And response.
It's her lane.
Yes.
Right? We've all got our lanes. We've all got our lanes, and yours is the TV movie critic
and then,
lane.
And then pizza on the floor.
And pizza. You know, we haven't talked about it. When was the last time you did that? Well, this has come up in quite some time.
I think I did it maybe 2 months ago when I ordered some DoorDash, but I haven't. I think I just haven't been eating in my room as much because I have such a big house and I actually like my roommates, so it's good
maturity.
In my room. Yeah, you know, I'm growing, guys.
Good, good.
It's 2 months ago.
Yeah.
it was 7 years ago.
Exactly. You know, I'm not, it's not, Rome wasn't built in a
Takes
day.
Time.
Baby steps, right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
The funny thing is, can you see her, like I could see her taking the box and putting it down. You have hardwood floors, right?
Yep.
I could see her like putting it down. And then there's the, while you're still on the bed, just kind of sliding it. And it goes, just kind of slide it under the bed, and it stops wherever it stops.
There's a lot of dust under there.
Wherever it stops, and that's her pizza. It's waiting.
Is it just that you haven't had the opportunity, or have you had leftover pizza and put it somewhere other than on your bedroom
floor? I have had leftover pizza, and I have actually put it in the fridge, guys. And so, you know, again, growth is coming, because I think I've been bullied a little bit too much about it.
Well, see, look. I have a theory that is unpopular. I think bullies serve a useful purpose in some cases.
Sometimes.
I understand that I don't want anybody to be like really bullied, like in a yes. in a hurtful sort of way. But sometimes, like, hey, you know, come on, man.
I think it's because you are a bully, Trev.
Well, that might be the truth. That's certainly a possibility.
One of my favorite NBA lines. You guys remember Zach Randolph, right? Zach Randolph played at Memphis for a number of years. There's a clip. And it's not like he was mic'd up or anything like that. DeMarcus Cousins, when I think he was with Sacramento, would not stop running his mouth to Zach Randolph. And they get to the free throw line. And Zach Randolph looks DeMarcus Cousins directly in the eyes. He says, "Where I'm from, bullies get bullied." And DeMarcus said nothing after that. I'm like, damn, that was the best line that I've ever heard of the NBA.
You got to bully me back. One of my best buddies said that I remind him of every 80s movie bully ever.
That's pretty accurate. That's pretty good right there.
And I think the worst part about it is I don't mind. Like that, I feel like that's oddly a compliment.
DeMarcus was like, what just happened?
They usually have a good-looking girlfriend. They right. usually have like the run of the
now,
school.
They always get it in the end. They always right. get their comeuppance, which, you know, I'll deal with that when it happens.
You don't want to be a loser.
No, you want to be on the right side of things. Don't forget, ESPN LA is taking over Yamava Resort and Casino's latest amenity, the 909 Sports Bar, for a tournament tip-off watch party. We'll be broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. What's on at 10 a.m. on ESPN 710 Sly.
There's a really good network show you could catch on the app.
Don't listen to Sly. It's Travis Sly at 10 a.m. on Thursday, March 16th. You can come and hang out with all of us, me and Sly, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap. All three shows will be there. Wall-to-wall LEDs, 150-plus screens, 32 craft beers. It is a perfect place to watch all the college basketball action. Plus, we'll be giving away prizes and autographed memorabilia. You need to be 21. Please gamble responsibly. Looking forward to that. That'll
be fun.
Be watch fun. A little. And by the way, rarely do we get live action when we're on the air.
Yep.
Those basketball games start just a shade after 9 o'clock, so we're going to have basketball all day long.
Last
what are you
time
talking
we
about?
Had
we got
action.
Wake Forest and Syracuse right now.
Oh, it's tournament time. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Did not know that. If you'd have told me this was ESPN Classics and it was on from 7 years ago, I would have believed you.
Where's Joe Wallace in that game?
Don't say we don't get live action.
Where's Chris Paul?
We had full World Cup, and we thought maybe, just maybe, we're going to air one of those.
No such luck.
No, it didn't happen.
No such luck. Let's try a quick phone call in Manhattan Beach. And Mark, you're on with Travis Lee.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, was at the game last night. First off, the game, and then to Gasol. I like what I see out of this Laker team, man. And to me, the unsung hero of this team is Austin Reeves. I just love everything that guy does. He's the ultimate glue guy. He'll do whatever he needs to do, offense, defense. He plays every last play like it's the final play of his career. And I just think he brings that type of energy. Vanderbilt, I like what he's done. Troy Brown can come in up clutch late there. And Schrader's really turned it on. So barring we got an underlying injury to Anthony Davis, I really do feel this. They're probably going to get a seventh seed. Because look at the teams they're competing with. Minnesota, I know they beat the Lakers, but they're too up and down. The Clippers have been a complete shambles. Kawhi is just, I think he's checked out and more interested in not playing than he is.
Kawhi's been awesome. Of late.
About them. Yeah, and then as far as the ceremony, tip of the cap, everybody was in their seat last night. It was just incredible to see. Pau Gasol, just a classy gentleman. I know how much Kobe meant to him and vice versa, and I just love everything they did. And well done to the Lakers because they did it perfectly. Everybody was in their seat. And I thought the speech he gave was outstanding. Just perfect night overall. And just tip of the cap, man, because Pau Gasol is one of the classiest guys I think I've ever met in all my years of following sports. So Laker Nation salutes him. Thanks for the time, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. So what he just said right there, too, about this is where I think it scares me as a Laker fan when he said Austin Reeves has been great and Dennis Schroeder has been stepping up and Troy Brown Jr. and Jared Vanderbilt. You can only sustain that for so long.
Yeah.
So that's the part where reality is going to set in. Reality, Minnesota game was a perfect example. Austin Reeves struggled. Dennis Schroeder struggled. That's what role players do. They have a good night, and then they have a bad night, or they're not consistent.
You just never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get. So I think that you should feel really good about where the Lakers are right now, but you should also be very cautious because if you're depending on those types of players, you're not supposed to depend on those guys. You're supposed to depend on Bron, AD, D'Angelo Russell. I would put in that that in between.
Yeah.
And then you got two or three guys that need to step up. The Lakers kind of blueprint right now, four or five guys have to step up with those role players for them to get a win.
The difference is now you have, if you need two of those role players to step up, they have four or five to choose from. Before, you needed two role players to step up, you had one to choose from. There was no winning combination. Now, if I just got to hit on a couple of these four or five, I got a chance. You still need my stars to be my stars. I want to push back on something you're saying about how the Lakers have an advantage over the other teams, that group of teams that are like kind of 6 through 13. Not really, right? They're still in that group. You know, until they have separated themselves more completely, I'm going to consider it. Hey, this thing, well, the Clippers,
they would have been 13th if they lost yesterday. There is no separation.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And this, well, I don't know if you're paying attention, Mark. Kawhi has been terrific recently. The Clippers have been struggling. It's not because Kawhi Leonard's not playing well. He's been great along the way. All of those teams could win. All of those teams could be out. I don't know if anybody is any better than anybody else. The Lakers finally did what they needed to do. They got out of the no man's land. Yeah. They're inside the line. Now you just got to stay there. They don't have to go win 8 of their next 10. They just got to continue to play the way that they have. If some of those role players regress a little bit, like you were saying, which is very likely to happen, That's fine. Anthony Davis can continue to play like this. Hopefully LeBron James comes back at one point. Hopefully D'Angelo Russell, when he returns sooner than later, knocking on wood, he's the guy that you hoped you acquired. They're in the mix, but they are not at the top of the mix. They're in the mix, and there's a big difference between
those. Yeah, and listen, D'Lo, I saw D'Lo yesterday, so pregame he was warming up. He's doing what he's doing. He had missed, I can't, 5 or 6 straight, whatever it is. If he doesn't play, if he plays on Friday against Toronto, he'll have had almost 3 weeks off from his ankle injury. Because remember, it's the first game they came back against Golden State Warriors. You're basically going to ask for D'Lo and AD to carry the Lakers with these role players the rest of the way. I think what's sustainable is what AD's doing. I think the role players, I'm not 100% sure what they're going to get every night, so hopefully D'Lo comes back sooner than later.
Ask Emily coming up next, plus we'll get into Al's toss to the Powell retirement ceremony that's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Ready, Em?
Of course.
Have you been cheating? Have you been looking ahead? Have you
I've
read ahead on
few,
the test?
And I just wanted to be prepared if there's anything I needed to.
She just starts answering before you even.
Yeah, I'm going to say the guy's name. She's like, I already got
that
one.
Oh, yeah, I
got
to get it.
Yeah. All right. John in Huntington Beach, go.
Okay, I don't know what this one is.
John in Huntington Beach says, if pizza did not exist, what would be your next choice of floor food? Hashtag ask Emily.
Okay, so.
Sushi.
I was going to say, it can't be anything like Chinese, like with that salt, because it already makes my stomach hurt. I already can't eat a lot of like Asian foods in large quantities because it makes my stomach hurt and it's just kind of something I have to deal with. I would
What is it about that particular cuisine that upsets your stomach?
I have no idea. I think it just...
MSG?
Probably.
Yeah.
It just, I can't eat it in large quantities. It
stronger.
Just messes me up. I love it. It tastes really great. I just can't muscle through it sometimes. So I would probably say...
Chili?
Like a burrito? A burrito would be fine on the floor as long as it's got like a plate underneath it. If it's wrapped in if it's wrapped in tin foil,
you can't roll that thing under the.
If it's wrapped,
wrap it tightly. You can.
If it's wrapped in tin foil and it's on a plate, I think it's fine on the bedside dish.
Al, I'm going to let you respond here, but that honestly, I'm more okay with than the pizza. Oddly,
no, I'm more okay with the pizza, just because the pizza is in the box.
Well, this is wrapped in foil. It's not like the tortilla's on the ground.
I understand it, but a burrito under your bed's got it's got a lot
it's
more.
It's not under
the bed.
Yeah.
It's on the floor. What's the matter with you?
Well, it's under. It's on the floor under the bed. That's what she's done with her pizza.
It's never been under my bed.
Part of this. It's on the floor.
I told you slide. I told you you slide it under the bed. I would much rather go pizza than a burrito sitting on the sidelines.
Darb in the OC says, what is your Uber rating? Hashtag Ask Emily.
Okay, so I looked this up. So my Uber rating is 4.75.
Okay.
So I think that the majority of times maybe where my Uber rating may have tanked, I have not been the Uber caller. So
well, then it wouldn't affect your rating.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I think my rating is better than I thought it was. Because I think I have had times in which I have thrown up in an Uber, and that is not great.
No, that's not.
So
yeah, that
would tank my
dock.
Where does it live? Where do I find it?
You
online?
Go to your you
I'm
go
in
to
the
your
app.
App.
Yeah.
Then you go to your profile.
Where's my profile?
I don't
All the
know.
Way on the right
I can
side.
Tell you
bottom
later.
Right account. Okay, there you go. What did you say you are?
4.75.
What's your Slee?
What's yours?
I asked you first.
4.9.
You okay? You're the leader,
okay.
Taylor.
I got to re-download Uber here.
4.87.
Give me a second.
Oh, it's because you sit in the front all the time.
4.87. But I'm still better than yours.
I know. I'm just saying.
You shouldn't bring up like a Ziploc bag or something, Emily, to protect.
Hey,
the,
it's not my fault. I mean, it is my fault. But it, sometimes you.
How often are you using Uber? Once a month? I'm probably using it once.
Probably slightly more than that, but not much. Maybe twice a month.
So I could have one bad review of my 4.9s going down to a
3.7. I mean, I've used it hundreds of times if you add it up over the introduction of the
I don't use it as much as I should.
Darb going back to back. It seems like a lot of millennials' cars are rather messy. Is Emily's car clean or messy?
Okay, so as it stands right now, it's pretty clean, actually. So I have I went to get my car cleaned, like the car wash, maybe a week ago. And I've been much better recently about, okay, if I have something in my car, I got to throw it away. Like, I don't, like, leave an old Starbucks cup. I don't leave all these things. So I have something, I have my trunk is very messy, though. But that's, no
What's
one can see that.
What's in your trunk?
It's just like, I have a beach chair, just in known case, and it's a random beach thing. I have a beach towel.
Okay. A burrito.
I have my bike helmet, my bike rack, in case, so I don't have to, like, tote that back and forth, and then I have stuff to deal with a car, flat tire, and
yeah, but that's
my
all normal
jack.
Trunk stuff.
But it's just like it's a very full trunk because I think the beach chair takes up a lot of space because I don't have a big trunk.
Inside of the car is that's an important element.
I think that's it kind of lets you know what you're dealing with, mm-hmm. generally speaking. I'm sure that there's, but that's one of those. If the inside of the car is relatively tidy, you're probably a relatively tidy person. If the opposite is true, that's probably.
Yeah, because I think
true.
I just right out the gate think, okay, well, is your place all over the place?
Right.
Are your things at home all over the place? Is your room like this? That's. But
when I
don't know
youth,
if there should be
worse.
A connection, but I have that connection.
I think I do too, and I think you're right. I would be stunned.
The car's dirty.
If your car were a pigsty, I'd be stunned.
It's not. The only thing I don't do enough of, and I the inside could be cleaner, as in vacuumed and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the fact that you're making that distinction tells me how clean the inside of your car is.
Yeah, no, it's relatively
clean.
That
it's not freshly vacuumed, I think, is a whole another standard of cleanliness. Animal Fry says, hashtag Ask Emily, what was the last time you realized mid-argument that you were wrong? Did you admit it, or did you admit it, and did you pivot your argument slightly in order to save face?
I know this one.
So what do you think it is?
It's Pandora versus Spotify.
No. I think it, I mean, it's probably was this Sunday. My friends come over and we watch The Last of Us, and, you know, we like take a little time and discuss it afterwards, what happened in the show, all good stuff. So it has to probably be something with, I messed up some sort of like trivia note, or I like, nothing really sticks out in my mind, but I'm sure it happens all the time with my friends. But I tend to either brush past it like it didn't happen and kind of gaslight them
change
that I was
subject.
Right. Yeah. Or I am like, oh, okay, I guess so. And then I kind of just go on. I'm not someone who accepts that I'm wrong a lot. So, yeah.
So once we get the pizza thing cleared up, we're going to work on that.
No, I mean, there's a therapist for that. That's just fine. You know, I see her often. It's great.
It's just, yeah, that's one of those, this is a threshold of adulthood when you realize we're not right about everything. And yeah. Sometimes you're wrong. You're like,
it's okay. Take the L.
Yeah. Hadn't thought of it like that.
Right.
You might be
exactly.
right about that, and you keep it moving. Let's see here. Meadowood. Choice, Emily. Spend a weekend cat sitting your roommate's cat, that one that meows loudly, or have me bartend at your dad's tiki bar.
Okay, so I think, honestly, these are not... One, I have cats at my roommate's cat. She went away one weekend, and she just asked me, you know, to feed the cat occasionally. She didn't ask me to, like, pet it. It's not like it's a dog where I have to go, like, take it on walks and, like, do other stuff. You know, when you're cat sitting, all you got to do is feed the cat and make sure that the cat doesn't die. And so I was fine with that.
It's a low bar to clear.
But,
cat's still alive. Welcome back.
But I think you'd be a fine bartender. I think you're great.
Too.
And I think you actually would get along with my dad kind of well.
Too.
I think it's an interesting study because I think you'd find my dad interesting. So I think that both of these options would be good ideas. I think I'd rather have a drink and my dad's tiki bar than cat sit my roommate's
I'd
cat.
Be a good bartender.
I think you would also walk away with a used car. You've been looking
probably
for a used
would.
Car for a while. You got basically a lot of
it might
14
be manual,
cars
so.
There.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, that's I am of the generation where you had to know how to do that because about half the cars were. Do you know how to do that, Slee? Drive a manual transmission?
No, we talked about this one time. Everything I've had is
you're stuck. You're
automatic.
Stranded in a desert island. You find or a desert. Yeah. You find a new car, but it's a manual transmission. You
start
jogging. Keep walking.
I just start jogging. Like, all right, we'll just keep going here. All right. I got one here. This is more on your TV show stuff. All
okay.
right, Ramon says. You don't have to list four if you don't want to. Your four worst favorite TV shows and one you'd pick to watch if you had to. Basically,
worst favorite?
Yeah, I know it's a little weird. You don't like them, but you got to pick one that you're going to watch. Just what are a few of the shows that you didn't like but you would still watch?
Okay. That's an interesting question because I think that, again, I watch a lot of things. I think I would watch just like reality shows that fit into this. So I think I'd watch like Love is Blind. I'd watch like Too Hot to Handle, those like Netflix reality shows like The Circle that I don't necessarily like that I would watch for the drama. I always like having drama and gossip in my life that isn't my own. So that's kind of nice. But I think as far as like a scripted show that I think is bad that I would also still watch, I would maybe have to go with...
Jersey Shore.
That's not scripted. I mean, as far as we know, I think it'd have to be maybe Bones. I think it's kind of Bones, kind of bad, but I got really into it and I like loved it as a kid. I think it'd be a nostalgia thing for me, but I think that like it kind of dipped later in the seasons. But I'm not a huge procedural person.
You know,
I think I'd go back to it.
You know what I think we did with Cobra Kai in the beginning? We're like, what are we watching? Why are we watching this? And then we kind of kept watching it. Now we were out
until
after
the point
season.
That we said this is terrible.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
A lot of people, when we did that, when we were going after Cobra Kai, there were a lot of Cobra Kai supporters. That kind of threw me off a little
bit. Yeah, it's not to relitigate that whole thing. That show sucked once it stopped being about Johnny and started being about Daniel. That's when the show completely went in a totally different direction. Biggie, your TV and all your streaming devices are down for multiple days. How do you spend your time?
All right, so I would probably read. I love to read, so I'm reading a book right now about the history of the Oscars, so I'm into that.
I swear, Emily, you're like the third or fourth person I've heard talk about that book in the last 3 days.
It's great.
Is it brand new? Is that why?
It's brand new. It came out like 2 weeks ago. I got it, actually, I pre-ordered it. That's how excited I was about it.
That's so weird. Like, when was the last time you heard a book come up multiple times in conversation in a short period of time? You're the fourth person that's mentioned
by,
that book.
By Michael Shulman, and it's he's a former New Yorker writer, so I really like it. It's a really cool study of the history, and it's really thick, so it took me a lot of time. I'd probably go on a bike ride, and I would probably also go to spin class. So all those things together would take up a lot of my time and probably around on TikTok probably. Sorry, didn't mean to say that.
You'd look at to, but yeah. No, I'm assuming that all devices are done, that you need to live in the real world, not the digital world. So TikTok's off the table.
Then I'd probably just go on walks and bike ride.
All right, one more here. It's from Kevin Ferruta. Kevin writes, in the dating world, how do the men of Los Angeles stack up against the lads of Virginia or the boys of Bristol?
It's a good question.
So I think that typically the men that I go after here in Los Angeles have tended to be a little flakier, have tended to be like a little more willing to ghost, a little more not attached, and that's fine. And they also tend to be a little more into themselves than anything else, which I'm not as into. But the thing is, when I was in Connecticut, it's essentially all people I worked with. So is anybody I met in Connecticut was essentially an ESPN employee because there wasn't a lot of industry there and there's not a lot of other people to meet. So that was kind of an because if you see them and you go on a bad date, you'll see them again.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And then Virginia,
meet at the Sports Center set.
Right, exactly. I mean, we would see each other in the calf all the time. Virginia, I think that it was just kind of, I liked the Virginia guys a lot and it just kind of felt more like home, more like my personality. So I think if I had to rank them, it'd be Virginia, LA, Connecticut, but that's kind of where it sits.
How did Slee succeed throwing to the halftime ceremony? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.